Number 108. All the fun of the fair. Roll up, roll up. Welcome to the carnival. During the day, a lethargic air seems to hang over the sight. But as dusk falls, the leisureliness is cast aside. The ledger is opened, and gatekeepers ready to levy admission on the legion of fans who swarm through the entrance. Onlookers make leery glances at booths where lewd-looking fellows exhort them to test their sleight of hand against the performer's own legerdemain. The more level-headed pass by, aware of the impossibility of such a feat, for the skill of these tricksters is legend. The levy congregates in the main marquee, where entertainers and beasts of all description, enough to keep a lexicographer hard at work, amaze and astound the audience. Magicians levitate their beautiful assistants. Mighty elephants lever heavy objects into position as though they were but feathers. Lethal big cats and their equally leonine tamers stride legato around the main ring. All sensibly give leeway to these savage creatures, lest they take the opportunity to liberate themselves and wreak havoc among the spectators. The mood changes to one of levity as those masters of mime, with their nonverbal lexicon, arrive, showing no leniency to their victim, and custard pies galore take flight. Finally, the ringmaster returns to his lectern and legislates that the evening's festivities have concluded. The spectators throng out, inclining leeward as a cold wind starts to blow, and opportunistic thieves leer at all those potential victims. They leave behind the daily legacy of piles of trash and cups stained with lees. Quickly the animals are returned to their cramped quarters to dream of liberty and nurse the lesions inflicted that day by countless lashes of the whip. With the coming of a new dawn, lethargy descends once more. The legislature is trying to pass new legislation to eradicate this way of life. They regard the carnival as the home of libertines and other undesirables, a place of gross lechery. But the folks who call this place home deplore these lexical insults and denounce them as libelous. They believe liberality should be encouraged, and through liaison with various government bodies, hope to prove these statements as indeed libel. So far, the law has been lenient, only insisting on legible notices being placed in prominent positions, warning of potential risks, and accepting liability for any accidents that might occur. Long may this exotic lifestyle continue to entertain us through the generations, for the more legitimate and civilized we become, the more we need reminding of our primitive origins and desires.